USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New this hour, Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway reacting to the two mass shootings and President Trump's remarks. She's a guest on The Story with Martha McCallum on Fox News.
Well, the President wants to go there and continue to express his condolences and comfort and also resources. We continue to have many people on the ground, obviously, in El Paso and Dayton, and we'll continue to provide manpower and resources and other help.
America weeps for the fallen.
Earlier, President Trump addressing the nation about the two mass shootings.
We must reform our mental health laws to better identify mentally disturbed individuals who may commit acts of violence and make sure those people not only get treatment, but when necessary, involuntary confinement.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Intense diplomatic negotiations underway to convince three Pacific Island nations to renew a security agreement.
The current agreement is set to expire in 2023, giving Beijing an opportunity to further its influence in the Pacific Island nations of Micronesia, the Marshall Islands, and Palau. Secretary of State Pompeo said,
"We know China seeks to engage and to influence this region, but I'm convinced that the people of the Marshall Islands, the people of Palau, understand that having partners that are democratic are the best partnerships for the people that will continue to make their lives better."
I'm John Clemens.
Republican Rand Paul taking to Twitter to talk about his most recent health issue. The Kentucky senator says he's had part of his lung removed, the result of an attack at the hands of his neighbor back in 2017, the man breaking six of his ribs and bruising his lungs. The procedure done at Vanderbilt University, Rand Paul tweeting he should be able to return to the Senate in September. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Turning now to your money, well, don't even think about checking your 401k right now. A massive sell-off on Wall Street as the Chinese lower their currency. Exactly what's behind this move now? From USA Radio's Tim Berg. Here's his report.
As the trade war between the United States and China heats up, the Dow lost 767 points to close at 25,717, its worst day of 2019. Trader Teddy Weisenberg joins Fox Business and believes,
"Market says, you know, actually can deal with just about anything. Good news, bad news, but clearly uncertainty, and the uncertainty that continues to be created around these tariff negotiations and all the difficult fallout from it clearly is not a positive for the market."
The NASDAQ fell 278 points and the S&P lost 87.
There's a move to have the city of Chicago become its own state. USA Radio's Chris Barnes explains.
A group of people still pushing for the Windy City to leave the state and become its own. Petitioners have been gathering support for the past 2 years to make Cook County, Illinois, the country's 51st state. The current drive to divorce the city from the state is linked to the urban-rural divide of that state. Downstate separatists point to divides on abortion, the legalization of marijuana, and gun control as particular sticking points. Illinois' status as a sanctuary state for illegal immigrants is also a divisive issue.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.